December 1, 1927. Strength of the Celestial Mama and the Privations of Jesus. Strength that the little daughter of his will must have. Power of the acts done in the divine will. How they are the outpouring of God. I was feeling totally without my highest good, Jesus, and as much as I asked for him, I could not manage to find him. So I felt tortured and embittered in an unspeakable way. My words don't have the terms to manifest my sorrow, therefore I move on. Then, after long days of martyrdom and of abandonment in that divine fiat, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, I want from you the same strength of mind of the celestial sovereign lady, who reached the point of loving the divine will more than the very humanity of her son Jesus. How many times the divine will commanded us to separate from each other, and I had to go far away from her, and she had to remain without me, without following me. And she stayed with such strength and peace as to place his very son after the divine fiat. So much so, that the divine fiat, enraptured by such strength, belocated the son of my divine will, and while remaining with my mama, centralized in her, it remained centralized in me. The sun belocated itself, but the light remained as one, extending, but without ever separating from both centers of the belocated sun. The sovereign queen had received everything from my will, fullness of grace, sanctity, sovereignty over everything, and even the fecundity to be able to give life to her son. My will had given her everything and had denied her nothing. So, when my will wanted me to go far away, with heroic strength, she would give back to the divine will what she had received. The heavens were stupefied in seeing the strength, the heroism of she who, yet they knew, loved me more than her very life. So I would like to see the little daughter of my divine will, strong, peaceful and, with heroism, giving your Jesus back to the divine will when it wants you to remain without him. I would rather not see you disheartened, melancholic, but with the strength of the celestial mama. And just as for the sovereign queen of heaven the separation was only external and apparent, but internally the divine volition kept us fused together and inseparable, so it will be with you, my volition will keep you fused within me, and we will do the same acts together, without ever separating. After this, I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and feeling that I was not doing them well, I prayed my celestial mama to come to my help, that I might be able to follow that supreme volition which she had loved so much, and from which she recognized having received all her glory and the height at which she finds herself. But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, all the acts of my Queen Mother, done in my will, are all in waiting, for they want the retinue of the acts of the creature done in it. So, in everything you do in my volition, it is these acts that come to your help. Even more, they line up around you to administer to you, some the light, some the grace, some the sanctity, and some the very act that you do, so as to have the retinue of these noble, holy and divine acts. These acts are the outpouring of God. And as he feeds them to the creature, she is filled so much that, unable to contain them, she pours them out again and gives her divine acts to her Creator. Therefore, they form the greatest glory which the creature can give to the one who created her. There's no good which does not descend through these acts done in the divine volition. They place everything in motion, heavens, earth, and God himself. They are the divine motion of the creature. And it was by virtue of these acts that the celestial sovereign lady made the word move to descend upon earth. Therefore, she awaits the retinue of her acts, so as to move God to make our supreme will come to reign upon earth. They are the triumph of God over the creature, and the divine weapons with which the creature conquers God. Therefore, continue your acts in my will, and you will have divine helps in your power, as well as those of the sovereign queen.